Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. It is 1:36 p.m. Present at the table this afternoon, Senator Hoffman, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Senator Bishop,
yes,
welcome.
Ma'am.
Senator Dunleavy, welcome. And I'm Senator McKinnon. Co-Chair Kelly is with his bill in a committee right now. And Senator Michicki is establishing a quorum and is serving on the Judiciary Committee right now. We should be joined shortly by Senator Olson. Today's agenda has two items. We'll be taking first up Senate Bill 15, Life Insurance Policy Premium Tax, followed by Senate Bill 39, Repeal of the Film Production Tax Credit. We do have from the Treasury Division, Jerry Burnett, available for questions. If I could ask Herman Baquero to the table, if you could identify yourself for the record. If you have any comments to leave the committee with, we'll discuss the bill after those comments. Herman, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Herman Baquero, legislative intern to Senator Coghill. I'd just like to briefly summarize sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 15 again. Senate Bill 15 is very simply a tax cut on the policy or premiums for life insurance policies. You'll notice in Section 1 we are simply changing the rate of tax over policies of $100,000 from 0.1% to 0.8%, 0.08. The only other part of this legislation is the applicability date, which is set for December 31st of 2015. This bill was worked on in conjunction with members of the insurance industry, the trust industry in Alaska, as an effort to maintain the competitive edge Alaska has had in the insurance market across the United States, with South Dakota in mind in particular, which has its tax over $100,000 at 0.08 right now. We're convinced that this legislation is an effective way of attracting future life insurance policies to be held in this state, thereby acquiring more revenue that applies straight to the state coffers in particular. I do have Director Lori Winghire from the Division of Insurance behind me, who would maybe who would like to just provide a little brief comment for the committee as well on the legislation and the particular booms the life insurance industry could see in this state and the potential benefit that the state can receive directly. And I'm available for any other questions if members of the committee have any. Thank you again, Madam Chair.
Thank you. If Ms. Winghire would join us at the microphone, identify yourself for the record and any comments that you'd like the committee to consider. I would like to welcome Senator Olson, who's been here almost all of
the meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Lori Winghire. I'm the director of the Division of Insurance for the State of Alaska. Before you, you have Senate Bill 15, which in effect reduces the premium tax over $100,000 on life insurance premiums from 1 point to 0.08. The industry believes that it will in effect increase the revenues paid to the State of Alaska and into the general fund, as we will be in a more competitive state and be better to compete against other states, particularly not South Dakota, but other states that have done this. For example, we just found out this afternoon after calling South Dakota, 2010 they passed a similar bill. They increased the number of companies that were writing life insurance from 29 to 32 in 4 years, and the premium was increased from $97 million to $120 million when they reduced the tax from 1 point to 0.08, which is in effect what the industry is asking us to do.
Thank you for those comments, Ms. Wingheimer. I appreciate you coming to Senate Finance. I believe I don't support the bill. I haven't been convinced that a race to the bottom is the right way to go with taxation on insurance. So can you tell me why we want to have the best rates in the nation? And why South Dakota won't come back and just lower it again?
South Dakota could, through the chair, South Dakota could, ma'am. I mean, there's nothing to say that they couldn't again reduce their rate. But I'm not aware of any other legislation pending in any other state at this point. So we're merely, as far as I know, trying to compete with South Dakota and I believe Connecticut are the other two states. And the brokers that we have spoken to or have contacted our office and support believe that they could make Alaska an attractive market to set up trust, set up financing for retirements, not just for Alaskans, but perhaps for others outside of Alaska.
Thank you. Senator Dunleavy?
Would you anticipate the potential for more jobs in that industry to be produced as a result of this action?
I would anticipate that you would see some increase in the insurance industry, certainly.
More individuals hired to deal with related industry.
Yes, sir. Through the sheriffs. Yes, sir.
My last question, Ms. Winghire, is the December 31st, 2015 date. We have had some issues about retroactivity. Is there any issues here with the retroactivity? Oh, it's not retroactive. I'm sorry. We're in 2015. We're fine. Okay. Answer my own questions. I apologize. Any other questions from committee members? Senator Dunleavy, if I could ask you to look at the fiscal notes, direct the committee's attention to the fiscal notes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We should be looking at OMB component number 354 for SB 15. Notice on the front that we have a zero fiscal note impact, and just a bit of the narrative. SB 15 would reduce the premium taxes collected by the division on individual insurance policies with a written premium exceeding $100,000 from 0.1% to 0.08%. The reduction in tax is expected to increase competition, potentially resulting in additional policies issued in the state. The reduction in the tax is expected to have a negligible fiscal impact on the division, as the amount of premium that is subject to this tax is very small. The potential increase as a result of additional premium sales is expected to negate any reduction in revenues, if not increase the tax revenues beyond what they were previously.
Are there questions on the fiscal note? Senator Dunleavy.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1529-LS0034/W from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, that bill moves from committee. Brief at ease. afternoon. We're back on the record. This is still the Senate Finance Committee. We'll continue on with our business. Before the committee, if you could pull out the CS for Senate Bill Number 39, Labor and Commerce, an act repealing the film production tax credit, providing for an effective date by repealing the effective dates of Section 31 through 33, Chapter 51, SLA 2012, and providing for an effective date. The public hearing was open on 3/24/15 and closed that same day. Senator Stoltz, Mr. George, would you like to join us at the table? Welcome to Senate Finance.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Bill Stoltz, Senate District F, Chugiak, and many communities in the Mat-Su. Glad to be here today. This is not one of the pleasant actions we're taking. They're seeking to end the film subsidy program. It has been clearly benefited certain groups of Alaskans and certain communities. But I quibble with the have serious concerns with the stated return of investment. It's hard to view that as a real one when you're talking about your money and how it affects somebody else. Your return on investment, you're usually looking at what it returns to you. And so I think the audit was deficient in that regards, but I think they did what they were asked, but I think maybe I don't think it returns the level that's claimed. And I think there's a lot of ways we could stimulate the economy more effectively. I'm not suggesting those ways. We're certainly in another mode of operation right now, just meeting basic services of the state, and that's really what this whole issue boils down to is not just the expenditure, but the continued exposure. We've heard on our Senate floor the criticisms of tax credits, and we're still having the lingering after effect of other tax regimes, and we're still paying the tax credits, and that's one of the concerns. It's closing the door on these, if they're even on the books. An administration could implement them anytime if they get wowed by the possibility of a Hollywood extravaganza, and it is a very appealing industry to a lot of folks to be involved in, and as well as it's provided economic opportunity for some folks, but it's on the balance. I think there's a lot more effective ways we can use this money, and I think we have to use this money on our constitutional mandates of education, of our basic transportation and public safety infrastructure, our constitutional requirements for our prison system, the reformation, our constitutional requirements providing for the public health, our constitutional requirements for funding and paying for retirement systems that were long ago trigger pulled on. A lot of decisions have been made for us, and by removing this, I think we'll relieve some pressure on the folks who will be occupying these and other seats and other parts of the building later, and not having the effects of a trigger pull on these types of programs, trying to substantiate paying for those in an even tighter budget in the future. It's purely a fiscal issue, and I know folks that say, well, just give it a vacation or a hiatus. I don't want to string along a lasting with expectations. I don't think anybody is looking at us expanding programs. We're having discussions about basic arts and bills to change those. And we could probably spend a lot of time on value judgments on what's more important. Otherwise, I just talked about the constitutional responsibilities, and I hate to have something like this competing against our core responsibilities of government. And that's, I don't mean to oversimplify it, Madam Chair, but it's about as simple as it is.
Thank you, Senator Stoltz. Are there questions on repealing Alaska's film tax credit for the sponsor? Seeing none, Senator Dunleavy, could you cover the fiscal notes for the committee?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair. Senator, I have some questions for the Department of Revenue if we're planning on passing out this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Stoltz.
Thank you.
If I could ask Jerry Burnett from the Tax Division to come to the microphone, identify yourself for the record, and then Senator Olson, please proceed with questions after Ian.
For the record, Jerry Burnett, I'm the Deputy Commissioner, Department of Revenue.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Commissioner Burnett, thanks for coming in this afternoon. Certainly the film tax credit is the one thing that affects, you know, my region and the people that I represent, essentially the people, many of the people that voted for me into here, but hasn't the governor gone ahead and suspended the program as we know it so far?
To the chair, Senator Olson, in the budget for FY16, there's no money to operate the program, and under the budget as passed by the House and Senate, we would cease operating the program on July 1st. That's three employees that will be laid off, and they're all existing employees in those jobs. And but we still have tax credits outstanding, which will be paid whether this bill passes or not. Approximately $38 million potential liability under this, plus under the cap, should the program be restarted, there's another $172 million approximately of authorization in the legislation. But you're correct that the governor's budget did suspend the program.
Senator Olson.
I can tell you, Madam Chairman, as you look at that and see the applications that came in to try and take advantage of the situation, are you still accepting applications for this program?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, the program is still in effect through June 30th, so an application could come in. It would come before the four commissioners who are on the Film Review Incentive Committee, Film Incentive Review Commission. It's impossible for me to believe that they would approve an application at this point.
So if there was an additional application that came in, the likelihood of it being approved, or how would you characterize it as?
I would say that from what I know, that it would probably be close to zero, because I can't imagine any of our commissioners approving a credit at this time, knowing that the things and knowing what our fiscal situation is. But you know, that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. It's just I can't imagine it happening.
For the last question, Madam Chairman, has to do with if this current program is suspended and that it's scheduled to be sunsetted in 2018 anyway, I guess, and would you say that SB 39, this bill right here, is a moot point?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I don't think it's a moot point in that it makes it very clear to the industry, to the public, that action was taken and it's not going to be coming back without additional action. But to your point, there's no, our revenue forecast for the next several years would suggest that we wouldn't unsuspend it. So I think that would be clarity in the law would be a good thing, but the governor took the action of taking it out of the budget, knowing that regardless of whether a law passed or not, if it was taken out of the budget, it would be suspended and we wouldn't be accruing additional liabilities under the program.
Just one last comment, Madam Chairman. As you look at the state income tax situation, everybody liked it to go away except one vote back in a long time ago. And you know, if we had done it so that as it drops on down, that there's a trigger point that it would be put back into place, it would cause us a lot less heartburn here at the Finance Committee. Are we not seeing that same thing here, that when we do get flushed, that we can see more movie stars from the local DNA bank would be out there?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I couldn't speculate on that.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. No further questions.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Burnett, since this bill has been brought forward, has there been films that were scheduled to produce in Alaska that have told you that if the passage of this bill is to go through, that they're pulling out?
Through the chair to Senator Bishop, no one has told me that directly. They may have said that to others.
Thank you. Brief at ease. finance is back in order. I was checking on the financial question that I wanted to put on the record. Mr. Burnett, there was money set aside for this account. Can you tell me the remaining balance? You've given us a number of a potential of $38 million to be paid out. What is the number above $38 million that's set aside for this program?
Madam Chair, when the program was in the latest iteration was authorized, it was authorized with a $200 million cap. And that money is not appropriated. It is a direct reduction in tax liability to companies because the company who makes the film gets a tax credit certificate, which they then sell to a corporate taxpayer, and that reduces corporate income tax. Of that $200 million, some of that $38 million, I believe, is from an earlier authorization, so I believe there's $172 million left in the authorization should the program go forward.
Thank you for putting that on the record. Is there any further questions, Senator Dunleavy?
Thank you. Mr. Burnett, does the department have a position on the bill?
To Senator Dunleavy, we have not taken a direct position on the bill. As I said in my testimony earlier, when asked, it would provide clarity to people. We don't intend to operate the program regardless of whether the bill passes.
So if the bill does not pass, there's still hope. If the bill passes, that eliminates all hope. That becomes the clarity.
Right.
Another question is, do you differentiate, or can you tell us what the difference is between a tax credit and a subsidy?
Through the chair to Senator Dunleavy, a tax credit is a reduction in a tax liability, so it comes out before you get revenues. A subsidy to a program is generally an appropriated amount of money that's available to pay a company for doing something. So if the legislature had appropriated $200 million for this purpose, then you would have drawn that against the general fund, and when someone made a film, you would write them a check. In this case, they get a tax liability. They're getting a check from another taxpayer because the companies that make these films are not Alaska taxpayers. They're in general. It's possible that one could be, but generally they're not organized in a structure that creates a tax liability for doing business in Alaska. So they're getting, the state is actually just reducing its revenue.
So this behaves as a true tax credit, not a subsidy?
This behaves as a tax credit from the state's perspective.
Okay. And one last question. Do you recall what the original purpose of the bill was? Was it to kickstart an industry with the hope that the industry would take root? Could you just give us what was the original idea or purpose of the bill?
To the chair, Senator Dunleavy, the bill that came from a member of the Senate, it's my understanding that that it was intended to build an industry, a new industry in Alaska.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any further questions from committee members? Senator Dunleavy, if I could ask the committee to open their fiscal notes. Senator Dunleavy, can you walk us through them?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we're looking at OMB component number 2476. You'll see zeros on the front, which indicate no fiscal note, but in fact there's an indeterminate fiscal note. Basically, the original film credit was established in 08, sunset provision for 13. Over the original authorization of a five-year period, $100 million was authorized. The allowable aggregate film credits to be awarded was pegged at $300 million. And I'll just briefly read the governor's FY16 amended budget removes funding for three positions which currently administer the film office in the Department of Revenue at a savings of $346,000. The department will absorb the responsibilities of the film office into the excise tax group of the tax division. As a result of the funding changes in the governor's budget, the repeal of the film production tax credit would result in no additional changes to personnel services. This bill provides that any tax credits pre-approved prior to July 1st, 2015 would still be allowed in the previous law. And basically, regulations adopted by the department for this program would be repealed by June 30th, 2020. So right now, it's an indeterminate fiscal note.
Thank you. I want to welcome to the committee meeting Senator Kelly. Welcome. Hope all went well in the Health and Social Services Committee.
Yes.
Thank you. We have the film tax credit repeal before us. Senator Dunleavy.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1529-LS0034-W from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 39, Labor and Commerce, moves from committee. Brief at ease. On the record, Senate Finance Committee, Senator Dunleavy.
Madam Chair, I need to do a correction. I gave the wrong bill number. So this bill is Senate Bill 39. So, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 3929-S0097-E from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 39, Labor and Commerce, moves from committee. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? Seeing and hearing none, an update for tomorrow. We have a meeting scheduled for Thursday, April 9th, 2015. Bills previously heard and possibly the capital budget. On Thursday afternoon at 1:30, we have scheduled bills previously heard, SB 56, Muni Energy Improvement Assessments. That'll be an introduction of that bill. SCR 1, the Civics Education Task Force. I'm proposing to move that bill with the support of the committee. The fiscal note will be zeroed. SJR 2, consideration of a constitutional amendment for the GO bonds for student loans. That'll be an introduction. SB 22, motor vehicle tax collection costs. Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we're adjourned.